Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is set to make an announcement at the White House later this afternoon, as it's expected to be an executive order connected to the administration's efforts to include a citizenship question in the 2020 census, something the Supreme Court temporarily blocked. Meanwhile, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, may arrest thousands of undocumented family members in the United States this weekend. Joining us to talk about all of this is NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Hi, Franco.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. And let's start with the announcement this afternoon. What are you hearing about what the president may say when it comes to the citizenship question on the census?
Right. So my sources tell me that the president is expected to announce an executive action to put the citizens question back in the census. It is an effort of his to do it. How that would actually materialize, we're a little unclear. One way to do that would be to kind of execute a memorandum kind of outlining the policy changes that the Trump administration would like to pursue. The president's just not backing down on this, as we know.
Even though the Supreme Court, as we said, temporarily blocked the administration's attempt to do this.
Correct. I mean, this is something that President Trump is clearly not willing to give up. He is not ready to go down without a fight. And we shall see. You know, there were a lot of talk about whether he would do an executive order, which would be a lot more sweeping. This is not that. This is not expected to be that. This would be an executive action. So we got some more reporting to do to kind of figure out what specifically it'll mean.
And of course, we will hear from the president later today. And he will answer some of our questions. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, talked about the census issue at a press conference this morning and said this about some Trump administration officials, including Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who was the one trying to get the citizenship question on the census in the first place.
Next week, the full House will vote on a resolution of criminal contempt for Attorney General Barr and Secretary Ross so we can enforce our subpoenas and get the facts.
So criminal contempt, she says. What does that mean? And do Democrats have any real power to respond here to whatever the president does today?
Yeah, I mean, it means that the Democrats really want to keep the pressure on Barr, on Ross, on the administration on this issue for defying these congressional subpoenas. You know, I'm not really sure what tangible impact this would have being held contempt, though. Certainly it doesn't look good for the Trump administration. That said, the Justice Department just is not likely to charge the Attorney General with any kind of crime. The DOJ is already urging officials not to comply with these subpoenas.
Okay, let's talk about the other big story, and it's coming up this weekend. Immigration advocates are expecting raids by Immigration and Customs Enforcement to start this weekend, but the Department of Homeland Security officials have not commented to NPR about the timing. What exactly do we know?
Well, we do know that immigration advocates are preparing for these raids starting on Sunday. Obviously the administration had talked about these before, focusing on 10 cities, major cities, where they're going to be targeting thousands of migrant parents and children with final orders of removal. The administration did tell me before that they're looking at the million people, these are their numbers, here who they say are here illegally, who have final orders of deportation, and they want to enforce those orders.
Now, as you said, they did threaten this before, the administration did, and then they delayed it. Remind us why that happened.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. President Trump tweeted out that he was going to hold off on these sweeps at the request of Democrats. He said he was going to do it to give lawmakers more time to change some of the asylum rules that he and some Republicans have been seeking. That was 2 weeks ago. Nothing really has changed on that front. Frankly, nothing was expected to change on that front. This is such an emotional and difficult issue. Democrats have long opposed what the Trump administration is seeking, which is to make it easier for border agents, enforcement agents, to quickly turn back those arriving who claim to have a credible fear and to try to get more deeper into the asylum process.
Franco, I want to ask you about one more thing, which is Labor Secretary Alex Acosta gave this press conference yesterday about how he handled the case of Jeffrey Epstein back in 2008 when he was a U.S. attorney in Florida. Acosta has been sharply criticized for a much lighter sentence that was put on Epstein back then. Many have called for Acosta's resignation. How did the White House respond to what Acosta did in his press conference yesterday?
The White House has been largely mum on specifically on the press conference. President Trump has yet to say anything publicly. This will certainly be asked this afternoon, I would expect, if the opportunity arises. His Twitter account time also has been kind of quiet. But the president is standing behind his labor secretary, at least right now. He's praising the secretary's work, but he's also saying that he's going to look closely at this matter. You know, we have been in this situation before with other top officials, mm-hmm. Health and Human Secretary Tom Price, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke.
Right.
So a lot to find out.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, thank you.
Thank you.